A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Peter said to Jesus, "We have given up everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Amen, I say to you, there is no one who has given up house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and the sake of the gospel who will not receive 100 times more now in this present age, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and lands, with persecutions and eternal life in the age to come. We have given up everything and followed you." Peter's statement is very blunt, and even we might add, verging on the tactless. The unspoken question which should follow it is, "So, what's in it for me?" How does Jesus respond? Not by admonishing Peter. No. He responds by promising Peter 100 times more of what he has left behind. That includes a brief and rather sneaky mention of with persecutions, which provides a heavy paradox. Not even the assurance of eternal life in the age to come can totally remove the surprise of that dark promise. In the first reading, Paul describes his personal experience of those persecutions to the Corinthians. It's a long list of safety hazards of being a disciple: afflictions, hardships, constraints, beatings, imprisonments, riots. We know that Peter, like Paul, will soon see all his expectations upended in a hundredfold of the joy and sorrow, the rough and tumble of being a disciple. The promise of eternal life in the ages to come would be fulfilled for Peter when he is led to where he does not want to come, to Rome, to be crucified for following his master and Lord. Today, Dominicans throughout the world celebrate the feast of all Dominican saints, those who have lived and received the hundredfold in their witness to the holy preaching. They, like Peter and Paul, have experienced the full reality of the Lord's promised hundredfold to all those who have given up everything and followed him. Getting and giving the hundredfold. May we too remember and be confident of that hundredfold each day by offering ourselves totally to the Lord's mysterious workings in us, as having nothing and yet possessing all things, so that we may possess that true hundredfold, Christ himself.